Already on the phone is author Mark Greene. His new Joss Duffy Armored novel comes out Tuesday, June 25th, and he's on the phone. And hey, Mark, this is our 10th interview today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Sentinel, another great book by you, man. Two books this year. That must have been a lot of work for you last year.
Yeah, not just last year. I turned this one in kind of late, so this one came in at the end of January with the first draft, so I've been editing it up into March. So they did a really good job to turn it out on time because I was the slowpoke in this process.
Were they getting on your case? Like, you know, we need the book, we need the book.
They do it in the nicest possible way. You know, sometimes I think, like, I wish you were like my manager at Burger King, just yelling at me all the time. Yeah. I'd probably work harder. But no, I had to go and do some research overseas, and with the holidays and everything, just made it take a little bit longer. But you know, it's a big book with a lot going on in it, so it needed the care.
Well, and this is a newer character and new stories with Joss Duffy, but with like the Gray Man, for instance. Do they come back with a lot of edits, or are they pretty good? Because with all the books you've written already, they pretty much know what you're doing.
Well, so there's two stages. You have your editor who does the first read of it, and then they come back and they might say, you know, I don't know if you need this part in there, or maybe it's this motivation of this character I'm not really believing, so maybe you need to pump that up. Or there's a few things like
yeah.
that. And that's usually pretty easy and actually a lot of fun to redo. And then it goes to the copy editors, and they come back with every period that you missed.
Yep.
Every, you know, the car is green, then it turns blue, then it turns brown. And it's like, I'm always saying that, like, my copy editors know how sloppy I am. So that's a tough process. They come back with like 1,000 things, and you're like, yeah, you're right on all of them. So,
yeah,
but gosh, I'd be in trouble without them.
I get a lot of arcs, and a lot of times I'll notice some spelling mistakes or some punctuation mistakes, but I know this isn't the final version, so
Really, and sometimes you'll see people review an arc, and they'll be like, I really hope they fix the mistakes. It's like, well,
yeah.
Of course they're going to fix the mistakes. We probably shouldn't have sent you an arc if you don't really understand how they work.
There's been a couple of occasions when I've gotten a finished book and I've noticed a glaring mistake, and I'll email the PR person and they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. We'll get it fixed right away.
Yeah. In every single one of my books, I could just tell you offhand one or two things that it's like, oh yeah, I missed that. Or
yeah.
I knew better, but I wrote the wrong thing about that engine or some detail. So it happens.
Yeah, my reviews, because I write them myself, I finally figured out I use two different online punctuation and grammar mistake fixers, and I can't believe how many mistakes I read, because, you know, you read it, and then you read it again, and you don't see anything, and it's like, wait a minute, that word is spelled wrong.
Yeah, it's the hardest for the writer to see after a while, because you know what you meant to put on the page, and that's what you're thinking when you're reading it. And so when somebody else comes in cold, I can edit somebody else's stuff and find things.
Yeah.
And I can edit my stuff and find things.
Well, that's why I like doing interviews, because I don't have to worry about editing stuff.
Yeah. I'm not speaking grammatically correct, and no one's going to hassle me about it.
So, Mark, I'm reading the book, and no spoilers, so I'm going to be very cryptic with how I say what I'm about to say. Towards the end of the book, some things happen, and I thought you were going to go one way, and I was going to be really mad at you, but you didn't go that way, so I just want to say thank you.
Good. I like to keep people guessing. The twists and turns are, like, what really grab people emotionally in these type of thrillers.
Yeah.
And, I'm always trying to think of, like, what can I do that's a little bit out of the box?
Well, with these action thrillers, you know, the good guys are good guys, but that doesn't mean their lives are good. Things happen, characters have to go, characters have to come. It's just a part of, because if you didn't do anything, then these books would get boring.
Yeah, there always has to be high stakes in the story. So I remember back when I was writing the Tom Clancy book, after Tom passed, I was like, well, of course Jack Ryan's not going to die. Of course John Clark's not going to die, but everybody else, their life is on the line here, because just to show in the book that there are stakes for what the characters are going through in these tough situations, it's like somebody probably going to die, and even somebody that people like.
Well, these characters become your friends, and you look forward to, you know, seeing them every day, and you don't want anything bad to happen to them.
Yeah, and that's what Clancy was so great at. He created just really amazing world of this core group of people. And of course, I knew they were untouchable. Even in one of the books, I think I had John Clark tortured, and the editor came back and was like, okay, just dial that back a little bit. Yeah. Like, I like the idea. It works for the story, but it's getting a little too much.
Yeah.
So that was a good note.
Well, he was actually just tortured in one of the last couple of books that came out, but that's another that's another franchise.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so like Josh Duffy, guys, beating him up.
Josh Duffy and his wife Nikki are going to Ghana. She's been assigned there by the State Department's Diplomatic Security Service, and they take the kids with them because it's supposed to be safe there. They're going there to help with the construction of a new dam. They're in a U.S. building. There's security around. But what they don't know is that the Chinese are up to no good, and they're planning no good where Josh and his wife are. And it's and it features a character that's in the beginning of the book. You do a flashback at the beginning of the book, and we learn some about Josh's history, is you know, in Afghanistan. And then it becomes a fight for survival. And, of course, Josh Duffy is a badass, so... it becomes a fight for survival against the Chinese and to protect his family.
Yeah, I wanted to write a book about a coup in Africa, and I wanted to show all the foreign influence in these things, that, that can be in these things. So the Chinese are involved. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard has a small role in this. And then there's a private military security company called Sentinel, who's been hired by the Chinese. And it's led by a guy named Conrad Tremaine, who is a South African, but most of the fighters in this group are Russian, former members of Wagner, which is their paramilitary unit, you know, sort of a private paramilitary unit. And so I put Josh and his family over there. He works for diplomatic security in, at the State Department, you know, protecting the embassy, and his wife is a political officer, and I thought, okay, let's send them out into the country, and then some bad things are going to happen, and they have to get back to their family. So it's a big sort of action adventure quest type of a story. And you know, I went over to Africa and did the research and tried to build as good a story as I could.
Yeah, again, this is out on the 25th. It's the second book in the series. Has there been any interest in this Josh series, Duffy series, from anyone in Hollywood yet?
Yeah, the first book, although it's called Armored, and
yeah,
it's been picked up by oh my gosh, Lionsgate TV.
Oh, good.
So it's being developed for TV. I don't know how far along it is. You know, those things are always
a
long shot. But, you know, I'm really happy they're at least interested in it.
And what's going on with the Gray Man movies? Last time we talked, obviously there was a strike in Hollywood, but now that those are all over with, has the movie been written? Is it being filmed yet, do you know?
My understanding is it's been written. It hasn't. They haven't started filming or even announced when they're going to start filming. I think Joe Russo, one of the directors, was interviewed about it recently, and he said they're trying to figure out some, you know, some story ideas still. So it sounds like they might still be reworking the script some. So I'm not really sure. I think I'll find out the same time everybody else does when that's going to start shooting again.
Hey, and speaking of the Sentinel book, if you go to Amazon and look up Sentinel by you, you can read the first chapter or some of the first chapter for free. It's right there on the Amazon page. You just scroll down.
Yeah, I like when they do that. They always ask for it very early, so I'm always like, is this going to change? But I don't think that really changed.
Yeah. Speaking of early, they already have on Amazon a synopsis for the next Gray Man book, Midnight Black, February 19th. So, I mean, is it a spoiler if we talk about it? I know the book just came out a couple months ago and it had a, you know, a shocking ending, but they already have the synopsis about what the book is about.
Yeah, that's just how it goes. I mean, I can't talk too much about it. I'm still writing it.
I've got
a long way to go. It's due in the middle of August to my publisher. And, you know, I'm doing all this press for Sentinel, and
yeah,
I've got a big family trip and all this other stuff's going on. You're like, okay, I need to find time to write a book in here. And, but I've been working on it, and yeah, it shows the hero Court Gentry. He's in Central Europe and makes his way into Russia, and he's trying to, rescue someone from a prison in Russia. But there's a lot of other things going on in it. So it's another big Gray Man novel.
What's your writing schedule life like? I mean, once you turn in this Gray Man book, you said it's due in August. Do you get some downtime? Do you get a few months off? I know they'll come back with edits, but I mean, Do you still have some downtime to not have to worry about writing for a few months?
Well, last year I did not at all because I had agreed to write two books.
Yeah.
So I really started the first book in March, right after my book tour for the Gray Man book that came out in February. And then I wrote straight on through till January of the next year, holidays and everything,
yeah.
7 days a week. And this year I'm definitely going to get some kind of a break, probably September, October. I'm probably going to work on another project later in this year, but it's not like writing a whole book. It's
yeah.
more like editing something that's kind of mostly been written. So I'll still be like coming into my office and working, but it's, you know, when you don't have that big meat cleaver of a deadline over your neck, it's a different type of work. It's mostly fun.
Are there going to be more Josh books in the future too, like every couple of years?
Well, it just depends on what people think of this one. The first one hit the New York Times list, so we were really happy about that. And, I think if this one does well, they'll definitely want more. I have ideas of where to go with it. I'd love to do it. And I'd love to kind of encourage the TV show to get made by making more episodes,
yeah.
Making more stories for them to turn into episodes. So I would like to continue with the series. I hope that happens.
The Gray Man and Josh are two kick-ass characters, kind of similar in a lot of ways. Was it hard writing these Josh Duffy books, not thinking, okay, he's not the Gray Man, I still have to come up with these kick-ass action scenes?
It's really weird. People have been asking me that since I worked with the Tom Clancy books,
yeah.
because I was writing Gray Man at the same time. And I've never really had a problem bouncing from one to the other. The problem is when you do publicity for one, like I'm doing publicity for Sentinel now with
yeah.
you, and my brain is so deep into the book that I'm writing now, because I wrote Sentinel mostly last year and
yeah.
finished up in January. So, I was doing a live interview the other day, and they asked me the name of something, and they just mentioned the name of a character, like a secondary character. And I was scrambling to figure out who they were talking about. And it's like, yeah, I know I wrote it, but I've written about 35 other characters since then. So it's kind of hard to remember this secondary character in the book you wrote last year. So that's the tough part. When I'm actually sitting there writing, I haven't had a big problem. I mean, I see Court and Josh as different. You know, Josh is more of a blue collar family man that, you know, is a security officer by trade. Whereas Court is this, super spy, this is sort of almost inbred into him type of a character. So I differentiate them pretty well.
People can follow your website, which is being redesigned, Mark Greeny Books. New design coming soon. Facebook, Mark Greeny Books. X, Twitter, Mark Greeny Book. Instagram, Mark Greeny Books. I saw on your Twitter X page a couple of tour stops. Are you doing a bunch of tours, a bunch of, getting out in the road for a bunch of people, or just a couple of cities?
It's six cities, I think. So I'll start in Kansas City, and then I go to Scottsdale, Arizona, then Chicago, then Cleveland, then Memphis, and then Hilton Head. So it's not a big, big tour, but it'll be a week and a half or so.
Oh, okay, cool. And then doing a bunch of interviews, and then you're just done, and then you go back to the Gray Man?
Yeah, that's it. I go back to the Gray Man, and I'm going with my family to Hawaii this summer. And
oh, cool.
I'm taking a couple of strays along, so there's seven of us going. So I'm going to be a sort of tour guide and counselor and chaperone and all this stuff for a bunch of kids. And so that's going to be my next big stress. And then I'll just get back into finishing Midnight Black, the new Gray Man book.
Who watches the dogs when you're gone?
My sister-in-law is going to watch the dogs. She's terrific with them. I have four dogs. My oldest one is... he's kind of on his last leg,
yeah.
so he needs a lot of care and watching over, but my sister-in-law is terrific.
Does she come stay at your place, or does she take the dogs to her place?
No, she stays at my place, and my brother, her husband, will stay here too. So I'm lucky to have them, because I do have a ton of travel coming up, and I have a dog that is very needy. So it would be a tough thing to just bring somebody in to watch the pets if they didn't already love them.
And how old is your oldest one?
He's 13. He's survived cancer surgery, thyroid surgery.
Oh, wow.
Now he has a torn tendon in his leg, but
oh,
he has
no.
so many other kind of issues that he has trouble walking and standing. So, this torn tendon in the leg, they're like, we can fix that, but he'll be you know, 8 weeks he won't be able to move, and I really don't want that to be the last 8 weeks of his life, so I haven't done the surgery. But he's getting around okay. He seems happy and, you know, eating well, so he's hanging in.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, Sentinel comes out again on the June 25th. The new Gray Man book is February 19th. And hopefully we'll hear soon about the TV movie projects. Marco, it was a pleasure talking to you. Good luck with everything. Have a great time in Hawaii. Hopefully, what part of Hawaii are you going to?
We're going to Kauai.
Is that like the main island, or is that?
No, it's an island I've never been. I've only been to Hawaii a couple times, but I've never been to Kauai. It's a very, they filmed Jurassic Park there.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do some scuba diving, and kids are going to take surf lessons, and I'm going to sit around and write probably in the morning.
Well, cool. Well, have a great time, and always a pleasure talking to you, and I guess we'll talk to you again next February.
Good to be with you, Mark.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.